This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this is what really ticks me off, because I pay a crap load in taxes. I pay a lot of taxes. And you would think that money goes to our national parks. And when you drive up to the Grand Canyon, or you drive up to Red Rock, or I don't know, some of these, you know, Yellowstone, etc., in order to get into the park, you got to pay. And now we're being told that they're going to double the fees. The National Park Service is considering a steep increase in entrance fees at 17 of its most popular parks, mostly in the U.S. West, and I live in the West. And they're trying to address a backlog of maintenance and infrastructure projects. Why do they have a backlog if our tax money goes to these parks? So visitors to Grand Canyon, Yosemite, Yellowstone, Zion, and other national parks are going to be charged, get this, $70 a vehicle, up from a fee of $30 for a weekly pass. At others, it may go from $25 up to $70. And see, this weekly pass, see, for me, I never really, you know, okay, to me, that's like a jip, because, I mean, if I'm going to Zion for the weekend, they go, but this $70 is going to cover you for a whole week. But I'm not going to Zion for the week. I'm just going for, why can't I spread out these 7 days throughout the year? $70 is a lot of money. So a 30-day public comment period opened as of today. Oh, really? Because I got some comments on this. The Park Service says it expects to raise $70 million a year with the proposal at a time when national parks repeatedly have been breaking visitation records and putting a strain on park resources. Nearly 6 million people visited the Grand Canyon last year. It really is nice. If you want to see a big hole in the ground, it's fascinating. But, you know, that you can see it for free when you fly over. Any of you guys flying from the east to get to Las Vegas, you're going to fly over the Grand Canyon. Do it during the day and you can see it. But I guess government funds aren't enough. They need, you know, money from us, and I guess it is a great way to raise money. They say we need to have a vision to look at the future of our parks and take action in order to ensure that our grandkids' grandkids will have the same, if not better, experience than we have today. Shoring up our parks' aging infrastructure will do that. Annual $80 passes for federal lands will not change, but fees may go up for pedestrians and motorcyclists. Well, then just pay the $80 and go there twice. The higher fees would apply only to the 5 busiest contiguous months for parks. Oh, May through September. So wait a second. If it's an annual pass, you can still use it. Okay, so like if you decide to go in the winter, it's not going to be as expensive. The proposal would not affect several free weekends and holidays at parks throughout the year. So they have this backlog. They guess they need maintenance, and they need, from what I understand, the Park Service needs $11.3 billion in maintenance work as of September 2016. What do they maintain? Well, there's fences, there's signs. Again, I'm a little ticked off because I used to go to, okay, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fabulous city. Everybody's like, oh, man, there's no culture, there's no nature. Oh, no, no, no. If you live in Las Vegas, you got Mount Charleston, you got Red Rock National Park, you got Zion, you got Utah about an hour and a half away. You're in Utah. You have L.A., you could get to the beach in about 3 hours and 45 minutes. So it's a great place in terms of that. You know, I know back east, you could drive anywhere in 30 minutes, be in Boston, Philly, New York, whatever. But here in the West, yeah, there's more miles, but still, we don't care being in the car. We got good music. Just listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. It's easy. But anyway, so Zion National Park. You basically, you know, take the I-15 north, then you get off, you go through Hurricane, and then you go, I forget the road you take, but I've done it so many times, you follow this beehive road, and it's probably one of the most beautiful national parks I've ever been to. And if you've never been, you got to check out something called the Narrows. The Narrows is where there's a river. It's kind of like in a gorge. So you're surrounded by skyscraping mountains, basically, while you're in a river. And you hike the river. Now, you need really good shoes because you're going to twist your ankles and you could cut your feet because it's a riverbed and it's very rocky. But it is so cool to hike the Narrows, especially getting out of the heat in Las Vegas. It's absolutely phenomenal. Well, years ago, you could drive up, park at the entrance. It's about a mile hike down to the river. So the hike's about a mile. It's a very easy hike. And you go from there. Now they changed it where you have to be miles away and you have to take a bus. So that just now takes about 2 hours off the time you have for hiking. And, you know, I understand they had to build more roads and they had to have bus service. I forget if we even had to pay for bus service. I forget. But, and so I get that cost of money, et cetera. And it's just, you know, whatever happened to just us being able to go and I mean, if they're worried about too many tourists, then maybe do reservations. I don't know. It just once you have to start to spend money, the whole purpose of nature is enjoy nature. Going out there and touching the tree and looking at the mountain, if you have to pay, like an amusement park, $70, that's almost the same amount of money as a Disneyland ticket, when you come to think about it. So, I don't know, I just, you know, but anyway, if you guys ever want to check it out, Utah has some of the most amazing national parks. If you've ever been to Yellowstone or Yosemite, really, really cool. One of my favorite things to do is rent a fifth wheel or rent an RV. And then you save money, right, because you save money. You save money on hotels, and then you could camp while having a place to potty. I can't be out there in the woods trying to potty. My husband once got a curtain for me to put up in between two trees so I could potty. I couldn't do it. You know, I could maybe pee, but I just held my poop the whole week. I just can't go. I can't squat. It's almost impossible. But anyway, so get an RV. Let whoever wants to sleep outside, sleep outside. You get to sleep inside. You got a kitchen. You could even bring your DirecTV satellite dish so you could be watching TV, which I like to do because, you know, I don't want to miss any shows. And then you got a toilet. And enjoy Bryce Canyon, Yellowstone, Mount Rainier, all that. 1-877-DOCTOR. Oh, boy. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you that are upset about going to visit our national parks and having to spend an arm and a leg just to get our vehicle into the park, why don't we just go to Hawaii? Well, hold the phone, because you may get fined. If you look at your phone, City of Honolulu has now passed a law permitting police to fine us up to $35 if we look at our cell phones instead of our surroundings while crossing the street. I mean, how much does government have to get involved? How stupid are we as people where now the police have to fine us because we're so busy looking at our phones? The new law takes place today. is the first of its kind in any major city. The law covers all cell phones, video game systems, pagers, and laptops. Who is crossing the street? A laptop's open. I mean, how do you hold a laptop in front? It's our fault, people. We're idiots. We are absolute idiots. If they have to make a law for us crossing the street holding a laptop and what the hell is wrong with us? Now, I got to tell you something. It's really not that funny because, you know, last week, I was trying to watch a Cowboy game. Where the Cowboys are about to play the Redskins. Who are the Cowboys playing? Oh my gosh, I forgot. All I know is we won. I forgot who the Cowboys were playing. And I wanted to watch the game. Oh, that's right, the Niners. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not shocked they beat the Niners. Sorry, 49er fans. I'm sorry, guys. But anyway, yeah, so I wanted to watch the Cowboy game, and it was not on any of the regular TV. And there's like one direct TV channel where I would have had to spend $20. I'm not going to spend $20. So somebody told me to live stream. Go to Reddit. I guess you can live stream. And so, and you know, the game lasts about 3 hours, right? It goes from about 1 to about 4, depending on overtime, 4:30. So I had on my laptop, and I took the laptop into the potty with me. I had to run outside to take the dog, so the dog could take poop. I took the laptop. So I have walked with my laptop. So I guess maybe it's for idiots like me who's walking around with the laptop trying to watch a game. Anyway. So, according to City Council member Brandon Elefante, he proposed the bill. He said this is really milestone legislation that sets the bar high for safety, he told the New York Times. Oh, you know New York is salivating at this one. New York is like, we should have thought of this. We were the ones that came up with the smaller cup size. Why didn't we come up with this where we start to ban people from looking at their phones and laptops crossing the street? Have you guys ever been a pedestrian in New York City? It is awesome being a pedestrian in New York City. You have so much power. You make cars stop. You know, the pedestrians are tough. The reason why New Yorkers have such a tough, image is because the light is still green. All right? Cars can technically come. But New Yorkers know that pretty soon the pedestrian walkway is going to change. And a New Yorker's not going to wait till you finally get the green man. They're going to start to go while the stop hand is still there. And so they start to walk. And then a car that wants to turn right can't because pedestrians are crossing. And you do not mess with a bunch of New Yorkers. You don't even dare try to run over a New Yorker. So, you know, the New Yorkers, they're not going to waste their time on a cell phone. I rarely see them on a cell phone walking the streets because they're like, I'm too busy for this. Anyway, so Honolulu's Mayor Kirk Caldwell said the distracted pedestrian law is important because so many citizens of the city, especially seniors, are hit by cars, even the crosswalk. Sometimes I wish there were laws we did not have to pass and perhaps common sense would prevail. But sometimes we lack common sense. Oh, really? Oh, really? Pedestrian death. By the way, didn't Hawaii vote for Hillary? I won't go there. Pedestrian deaths in the U.S. climbed by 9% in 2016 from the previous year to close to 6,000 fatalities. No jokes. That's scary stuff. That is the highest rate since 1990. One reason they think is the increased cell phone use. Smartphones are a frequent source of mental and visual distraction for drivers and people on foot, according to the Governor's Highway Safety Association. And the fines in Honolulu will be $15 to $35 on the first offense, $35 to $75 on the second offense, and $75 to $99 on the third. And again, I look at my phone. If I get a beep or buzz, I purposely shut off the tones because I don't want to be reminded. Like if I'm doing my show, my phone is going off all the time. Your show sucks. I mean, I don't need to see that when I'm trying to do my show. Leave me alone. And so it's very, very distracting. So I can see why, you know, when you're walking, you'd be distracted. All right, so here we go, guys. This might be some good news for the healthcare deal. All right. The Congressional Budget Office, who has had issues with every bill that the GOP has put forth when it comes to the, when it comes to repealing and replacing Obamacare, and actually sometimes the CBO doesn't necessarily have an issue, but the media turns it into one, you know, trying to scale back Medicaid, which is what a lot of people think we need to do, you know, because we expanded it temporarily, you know, during the recession, and it turned out to be a permanent expansion. And the CBO's like, well, yeah, you know, if you scale this back, we're probably going to have, you know, X amount of millions of people off Medicaid. Media turns it into, we are kicking people off their insurance, you know. But anyway, so we have a bipartisan deal on the table to shore up Obamacare's insurance markets that would reduce the deficit, they say, by nearly $4 billion by the year 2027. Now, remember, this bill came from both Republican and Democrat senators, Senators Lamar Alexander from Tennessee and Senator Patty Murray from Washington, Democrat. And this would fund key Obamacare insurance subsidies and give states more flexibility to change their Obamacare programs. The Congressional Budget Office said in its report Wednesday that the bill would not substantially impact the number of people with health insurance. That is the first time the CBO has said people are not going to necessarily lose their insurance. This could be exactly what we need to move forward with this, and it's bipartisan. Having a Democrat on board means we could have other Democrats on board. Now, the CBO report released in August concluded that if we didn't fund insurer payments and cost-sharing reductions, that would increase the federal deficit by $194 billion. So not funding the payments, which reimburse the insurers for their crappy price hikes and deductibles, that's why Obamacare is such a disaster. And Republicans have kind of been struggling with this, but this bipartisan agreement, you know, again, if it doesn't cause people to lose health insurance, this may be one move we can make. The only thing is a lot of us are not excited about the bailouts to the insurance companies. The insurance companies were fine charging us $500 a family before Obamacare, and now they have to charge $1,500 a family, and then the government goes, no worries, we'll give you an extra grand. Why? Well, the pre-existing condition clause. Yeah, but still, did we really have that many people with pre-existing conditions all of a sudden use their insurance? I'd really like to see the numbers. And instead, the government said, look, we'll give you a blank check. We will pay, fine, you spike up your fees, no problem, we'll cover you. I would like to get the fees to go back down. That's what I'd like to do. Alexander and Murray, both senators, have said that the bill would stabilize the insurance markets and reduce the deficit. The CBO said the bill would save the government money because financial help people get to pay for Obamacare plans are designed to increase with premiums. If the insurance subsidies aren't funded, insurers are likely to increase premiums. But then, let the insurers increase the premiums. We won't buy the insurance. Let them skyrocket the premiums because they already have. Screw it. Fine, charge $2,500. I don't care. And then I'm going to look to my right and see if we have a new startup company that says, heck with this, you know what, guys? I'll offer you something cheaper. Fine. Let the main big insurers do whatever they, let them go through the whole circle of life or natural selection of things. Don't keep feeding, giving money to these falsely hyped premiums. This is BS. All right. The Trump administration announced earlier this month that it would not pay the insurance subsidies anymore. Good. Trump has expressed openness to the Alexander Murray proposal, but has pushed for more conservative changes that the Democrats aren't likely to support. It appears the bill has enough support to pass the Senate, but Mitch McConnell wants Trump's approval. They say this nonpartisan analysis shows that our bill provides savings and ensures that funding 2 years of cost-sharing payments will benefit taxpayers and low-income Americans and not insurance companies. So, yeah, 12 Republican, 12 Democratic United States senators released the legislation. And if enough Republicans like it and enough Democrats, 60 senators, the Congress can pass it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
Pure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, the power of prevention is yours. For those of you concerned about your risk for stroke, atrial fibrillation, aortic aneurysm, low testosterone, liver disease, lung disease, kidney disease, call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. They have easy cheap, reasonable packages that allow ultrasound technology to look at what's going on within your carotid arteries and within your aortic aneurysm or aorta. Make sure it's not an aneurysm, peripheral vascular disease. These are reasonably done, easy. You get to stage rest, no radiation, and you get results that you get to take to your doctor. Call 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. All right, so I live in Las Vegas. And Vegas strong, and Nevada strong, with what happened with the massacre that occurred weeks ago. And many of you have emailed me, and I really thank you guys for your support. The city really appreciates the kind thoughts. But many of the emails have now changed to, what the hell is going on over there? What's going on? You know, we hear back and forth with the timeline. Do we know the motive yet? And I just have to say, Sheriff Lombardo and his team are doing absolutely phenomenal. I mean, this is a very, very difficult case to piece together. There's a lot of questions unanswered, and this is a different time where we have the media that's going to be ready to pounce and turn something into something that it might not be, and I understand why the police have to be very, very careful about what gets released to the media, but we have another thing that might be, what's it called when you throw a cog in the wheel or whatever, the monkey wrench? That could be also causing some confusion as to why we don't have a motive. And we're being told that a laptop computer recovered from the Las Vegas hotel room where Stephen Paddock, the shooter, launched that deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. The laptop is missing its hard drive. So this is depriving investigators of a potential key source of information on why Paddock decided to kill and maim so many people. This has been reported by ABC News. They say Paddock is believed to have removed the hard drive before fatally shooting himself, and the missing device has not yet been recovered. This is sources telling ABC News. Investigators digging into Paddock's background also learned he purchased software designed to erase files from a hard drive, but without the hard drive to examine, it is impossible to know if he ever used the software. Now, this, to me, is very confusing. I mean, I'm not saying he planned that he was going to kill himself before this happened. But, you know, some people say, well, he was planning to escape. Then just grab the laptop. I just don't, this almost sounds like somebody took the hard drive out. Just grab the laptop. If he was going to kill people, grab the laptop and go. Or why bring your laptop to the scene? I don't get that. Something's not right. They say the absence of substantial digital cues has left investigators struggling to piece together what triggered Paddock to kill 58 innocent concertgoers and injure more than 500 others on October 1. Authorities are examining every aspect of Paddock's life, from his family, friends, and associates to his travel patterns, health, and finances, and a motive has been elusive. A motive has been elusive. There's only a few motives out there. I mean, there's one, revenge, right? Two, terrorism. Well, you know, being a part of a certain group. Three, domestic terrorism. Being a part of a political group. Four, whack job. I mean, and then five, death wish. I mean, there's really not a lot of groups of motives. And so, what would be on the laptop that would be so incriminating to, to him? Unless he's trying to, protect other people, and then who were these other people? And if that's the case, if other people were involved, then it's probably not, oh, I'm mad that my girlfriend went to the Philippines. Okay, there's probably more of an organization behind this. So, he was a frequent gambler, he was described as a loner. Again, I'm a little confused about the whole loner thing, because it sounds like he was still close to his mom, and he had a girlfriend, but he was described as a loner. Spent months amassing his arsenal, staying under the radar. His finances did not appear to be a problem.
he settled any debts he had with casinos shortly before the attack. Other mass shooters in the United States have left behind writings or manifestos. He doesn't. Which, again, makes you kind of think set up. And, again, I don't want to sit here and promote conspiracy theories, but for those of you really scratching your head, I'm scratching my head, too. You know, when they said that they went into the hotel room and they found him dead, I'm like, that, you know, was it the real shooter that killed him? I just don't know. I'm very confused. Now, they say he is not the first mass shooter to destroy or hide digital clues. 2007, Virginia Tech shooter Cho Sang-hui removed the hard drive of his computer and disposed his cell phone shortly before the massacre. Authorities even searched a pond for the missing digital media. Devices never recovered. In 2008, Northern Illinois shooter Stephen Kazmierczak removed the SIM card from his phone and the hard drive from his laptop. Neither was recovered. And in 2012, Sandy Hook shooter Adam Lanza removed the hard drive from his computer and smashed it with a hammer or screwdriver. So, I, when somebody's not thinking clearly and deciding to kill a bunch of people, all right, we can't, you know, go back and think of their logic. You know, I mean, maybe it was Satan's writings to them. Maybe they believe Satan wrote to them. And so they wanted to get rid of Satan before they did the... I don't know. Okay, we aren't dealing with people of sound mind. But I got to tell you, it just seems suspicious. Just something seems wrong. Now, Stephen Paddock's brother is now in custody in connection with the child pornography investigation. Bruce Paddock, 58 years old, was detained at a Los Angeles assisted living facility where he was awaiting surgery for spinal stenosis. Now, he has not yet been booked and no other details are available, but an attorney who Paddock said had represented him in criminal matters in the past told NBC News that he's no longer representing Paddock and declined to comment. So Bruce Paddock told NBC News that he had not been in touch with his brother, Stephen, for 10 years and had no idea why the gambler, professional gambler, would have opened fire on a music festival. I don't know how he could stoop to this low point, hurting someone else. It wasn't suicide by cop, since he killed himself. He killed a bunch of people and then killed himself. So he didn't have to face whatever it was. And it was Bruce Paddock who, I guess, revealed that their father was a bank robber who once made the FBI's most wanted list and was judged by authorities to be a psychopath with suicidal tendencies. But he insisted that his brother wasn't mentally deranged and noted that Stephen had never been in trouble with the law like he had. Now, Bruce Paddock, the brother, had a criminal record stretching back to the 1980s. He was convicted for vandalism, criminal threats, theft, driving with a suspended vehicle, and other arrests. And I guess Paddock didn't like, apparently it doesn't sound like the brothers were as close. And the FBI agents have visited him twice. And then I'm not sure exactly what's going on with the porn issue. We don't have any more information on that. But I guess now he's in custody in the child porn probe. So I don't know. The big question I've been asked is this two-window thing. You know, you have two windows, two rooms. How is one person running back and forth between the windows? You know, was there a second person? And did that second person kill Paddock and leave? I don't know. I'm just as confused as you are. It's scary and would like some answers because, you know, would like to have more concerts. I mean, we have a lot of, you know, groups coming into town. By the way, way to go, Vegas Knights, winning. I think they're, 7-1 now? I mean, you know, we're bringing professional sports teams. We have the most amazing concerts. And we have the most amazing weather. Would like to do something outdoors if we can. Not that we can play hockey outdoors. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember when the FDA banned triclosan in hand soaps? And that ban took effect about a couple months ago. And it was an antimicrobial. And I guess it was something that the environmental, environmentalists were really concerned about, in terms of the effect it had on our body. And, consumer groups were concerned as well. And one thing we're being told today is triclosan is on our toothpaste. And it will stick to our toothbrushes such that even if we have it banned in our hand soaps and body wash, we could still be taking in too much. Research published today in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology found that triclosan from toothpaste clings to some toothbrush bristles and to the parts of some toothbrushes designed for tongue scrubbing. In the study, even after the test subjects switched to non-triclosan formula, they continued to be exposed to triclosan for up to 2 weeks. For the paper, the researchers tested 22 toothbrushes, selecting most of them off the bestseller list. After simulating 3 months' worth of brushing with the triclosan toothpaste, it's a category that includes brands that we've used, I don't want to name the brands, more than a third of the brushes accumulated a lot of triclosan, according to QZ.com, between 7 and 12 times the amount a person is exposed to in one brushing. After switching to a non-triclosan toothpaste for 2 weeks after, the brushes continued to release the triclosan. So it sticks to the nylon bristles, it adheres to the parts of the toothbrushes made from the elastomers, the polymers that are kind of elastic like rubber. On a toothbrush, it's kind of the opposite side of the brush that scrubs the tongue and the cheek. And they say this relatively high dosage of triclosan in toothpaste, 3 milligrams per gram of toothpaste, combines with the saliva to create a, quote, ideal environment for its uptake by the toothbrush head components. They say brushes designed with plastic parts that easily trap triclosan can lead to prolonged and unwanted exposure. These risks were widely overlooked. They also note that the brushes, once discarded, probably account for an unmeasured source of triclosan leaching into the environment. Now, it's toxic to aquatic life, and they believe that it could also hurt humans. Now, they also say it's additive. They say the additive can kill microbes and fight plaque germs, which is why we use that triclosan in our antimicrobial soaps. And if we're trying to kill these pathogens on our gums and trying to prevent gingivitis, it makes sense that triclosan was added to our toothpaste. But they think it could be an endocrine disruptor. So it could alter our hormone systems. That could cause developmental problems in kids, reproductive issues. It could reduce testosterone, sperm production. In rats, they found that rats exposed to this had miscarriages. So I'm not saying your toothpaste or your toothbrush could cause you to have a miscarriage or drop your testosterone, but wash the hell out of that toothbrush and throw it out if it's old. I think you're supposed to get rid of your toothbrush every 3 months. That's what they say. Interesting. See, here's my problem. At night, I'm really, really good at brushing my toothbrush after I use it. But when I wake up in the morning, and you wake up and you're dizzy, and you're a little hypoglycemic, and you walk over to the sink, and I take out my, I have a mouth bite, not a bite. I grind my teeth so it's a guard. So I take out the mouth guard. I wash it off. I brush my teeth, and I'm still not awake. And I throw the toothbrush down after I brush my teeth. I don't, like, sit there and clean it off because I'm half asleep. And so that's probably where there's an issue. Legionnaires' disease has infected 12 people in New York City. At least a dozen people have attracted it, prompting city officials to launch an investigation. 5 people remain hospitalized. 7 others were released after being treated for the disease, according to the New York City Health Department. The cases were reported in the last 2 weeks in Flushing, Queens, and the patient's ages range between early 30s to late 80s. Health officials are investigating two more cases to determine if it's part of this cluster. No deaths have been reported. Now, they have taken water samples from several cooling tower systems in the area where the cases were reported to test for Legionella. That's a bacteria that causes the disease. And they say, as with our previous Legionnaires' disease investigations, we are in the process of investigating the source of the cluster, and they have urged residents that if you have fever, cough, chills, muscle aches, to seek a doctor immediately. Now, a community cluster of Legionnaires' disease turned fatal in June when one person died. Remember in Manhattan's Upper East Side? Six others have gotten sick as well. And then a Queens resident died in September after contracting the disease. So you could get Legionnaires by the water systems and the showers, etc. And it could come into your respiratory system that way. Very sad case. A man who helped repair homes after Hurricane Harvey has just died of flesh-eating bacteria. He was only 31 years old, and the Galveston County Health District said the man went to a hospital on October 10th with a seriously infected wound on his upper left arm. He was then diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis, which is a rare bacterial infection that goes deep along the fascia lining of the muscle, kills soft tissue, puts him into sepsis, and he unfortunately died 6 days later. Houston Channel KHOU identified the man as Josu Sarita, and an obituary said he was a hardworking carpenter left Mexico to help provide for his family. He became infected while working to rebuild Harris and Galveston counties. Real shame. They think the infection occurred when bacteria from hurricane debris or flood water entered into the man's body through a wound or cut. And then the case right now is the only known instance of a necrotizing fasciitis in Galveston County. They say even in one case, as I was examining the patient, I could see the red spread in the minutes I was examining him, and that's the real danger to it. As it spreads, it goes up the space between the muscle and the skin, and as it does that, it kills all the nerves and blood vessels, can clot. Now, remember, Hurricane Harvey made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane August 25th. Analysts described the storm as a 1-in-1,000-year flood event. It dominated huge swaths of southeast Texas in mid-September. Texas officials said more than 80 people had died as a result of the storm. So infectious disease after flood, we talked about this. Not only was the initial flood very concerning and scary in terms of causing drowning deaths, but floodwaters are dirty. And it brings a lot of crap with it. And with Hurricane Katrina, they said back in September 2005, the CDC reported 30 cases of MRSA, the antibiotic-resistant Staphylococcus bacterium. And that was among a group of evacuees sent to Dallas. So what do we tell you to do? Well, one is, you know, first, if you ever get a cut, you need a tetanus shot. This is according to the Washington Post. So we want to make sure you don't get tetanus among all of this. Number two is you got to keep it covered. Three, you have to keep wounds clean, even clean the wound each day. And you got to watch for redness, swelling, fever, oozing, any regression of it healing or it not healing and staying put. That could be a sign that you have a deeper infection. Also, stress. I mean, imagine what's going on still in Houston and Florida and Puerto Rico. Yeah, I mean, imagine the stress going on. So that could also have a negative effect. And the CDC also warns against eating or drinking anything contaminated by flood water that could cause diarrhea disease, like E. coli, salmonella. Apparently, September 15th, a 77-year-old woman, Nancy Reed, died of a flesh-eating bacteria near Houston. She also had necrotizing fasciitis. She was helping her son clear out his home. She accidentally injured herself, contracted the disease, and that was according to an associate pastor at the church that hosted her service. Then another man was fighting a flesh-eating bacteria. He had nearly died after noticing a small bite on his left arm that gradually swelled to his hand. He got into the ICU, and basically what he was doing was kayaking through the neighborhood, checking on people affected by the floods. Be careful out there, people. We're still praying for you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Rebel. If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.